It is going to be crazy in Grand Rapids Friday night. Hundreds, probably thousands of people expected to flood downtown for the big announcement, this year's Art Prize winners. As Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, Art Prize has been going on long enough now that it's having more subtle effects as well, from how Grand Rapids museums think of their audiences to even inspiring an Art Prize marriage proposal.
Walking around Art Prize on a weekday morning is like seeing what a city populated entirely by tiny children would feel like. They are everywhere. They are waiting for the light at the crosswalks. They are in the line at the food trucks. Just the sheer masses of daycare, preschool, and elementary school field trips, each with their own identifying shade of neon t-shirt, means a lot of Art Prize security officers have to spend most of their time making sure that no small fingers get stuck in the moving sculptures.
More during the day than in the evening, yeah.
One guard says, look, in the evening, the adults are pretty behaved. They are not going to stick their hands in a sculpture, but...
with the elementary crew, and it's a whole other story.
So it's controlled chaos, yes. But hey, it is also art exposure, right? I mean, when you think about it, these kids are going to be the first West Michigan generation that grew up seeing thousands and thousands of works of art.
People here in Grand Rapids are sort of getting to be more visually literate because they're out looking at art, discussing art, seeing an enormous range of art.
This is Ron Platt. He is the brand spanking new chief curator at the GRAM, a.k.a. the Grand Rapids Art Museum, which during Art Prize is like FAO Schwartz at Christmas. The line is literally around the block. And yeah, Art Prize voters get a lot of flack for choosing winners that are not exactly groundbreaking. Last year's big winner was a giant quilted picture of Sleeping Bear Dunes. But Platt says,
I would rather that than having them sort of view it through the economic model. This is worth this much. Or I like this one because it's like a $1 million painting.
And you cannot deny that Art Prize makes art intensely personal. Once you love a piece and you vote for it, you are rooting for it. You are invested in it. You might even propose to your girlfriend next to it.
I was actually bouncing ideas off of my mom because I was having a hard time thinking of kind of the ideal place to go to actually pop the question. And she actually brought up Art Prize, and I had never been before.
This is Travis Burke. He put the ring in his pocket, and he took his girlfriend to Art Prize, and he kind of decided that he would just let fate tell him when it was the right time. And then they made it to the GRAM, and they found this piece called Intersections.
As we came up to that, I was just like, wow, this is really, really cool.
Intersections is this huge wooden cube that's hollowed out with the sides of the cube laser cut into this intricate weaving Islamic design. The whole thing just kind of floats in the air with a single light bulb in the center, and it casts the shadows of that design all over the walls and the ceiling and the floor of the room. It's really beautiful.
And it kind of struck me from there that the shadows that were cast were as much a part of the art as the actual piece was. You know, in a way, like our own shadows during the proposal could be as much a part of the art.
Then fate really stepped in. A professional photographer came up to them and out of the blue just said, hey, why don't I take a picture of you guys?
He said, you know, as soon as he said, well, you just face right, I said, okay, like this. And as I said, like this, I went down to one knee and it was all downhill from there.
She said yes, and the whole room broke into applause. And it was just one of those moments in which Art Prize really can make art personal. For Stateside, I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.